Tina Fey was the first woman to run the writer's room at Saturday Night Live. She riveted the late-night crowd with her impersonation of a certain Alaska governor. She created the hit NBC sitcom 30 Rock. And she's just come out with a book titled Bossy Pants. Fellow comedian Janine Garofalo has our review.
I received Tina Fey's new book, Bossy Pants, last Friday evening and read it straight through until 7:40 a.m. Saturday morning. I guess, as they say, I couldn't put it down. Not just a trite expression. In this case, it is literally true. Now, sort of switching gears here for a second, I'd like to reach back to the turn of the century, specifically the 1990s. Career-wise, things were going very well for me, and I was frequently ashamed by that fact, especially when I met Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, and Amy Sedaris. They were always so much funnier than me, and I could only assume they were as perplexed by my success as I was. Now that we are well into the aughts and their careers have taken off, while I spend more time NyQuil napping and loitering in bookstores, things feel more just, somehow corrected. This is not so much a memoir as it is sort of a here's what happened and why I think this kind of book. It's honest and intimate without any of the maudlin tales of childhood sorrow. There's no extraneous snark or hit-and-run tell-all gossip. It's just a great read from a mature thinker. Her stories from the Second City Theater in Chicago, Saturday Night Live, and 30 Rock make it abundantly clear that Tina Fey is adept at negotiating any and all obstacles in the workplace. In short, she is everything I am not. For example, the first female head writer at SNL, Emmy Award winner, Writers Guild Award winner, the recipient of the Kennedy Center Annual Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. She has written screenplays and created 30 Rock, while I was nominated Showtime's Funniest Person in Rhode Island in 1985. Where she has thrived, I have readily thrown in the towel and shown my belly in the dog park of show business, only to awkwardly hobble away with bullet-riddled feet and bridges smoldering behind me. Particularly hilarious were the chapters on her honeymoon and having a child, and here again, thankfully devoid of hackneyed sentiment. Another area of interest to me was Tina's discussion of what happened when she impersonated Sarah Palin on SNL and became a target of ill-founded wrath. Regrettably, it's always been easy to marshal cultural hostility toward women, especially in politics, where double standards and misogyny tend to dominate the conversation. Those are my words, not Tina's. Anyway, it is difficult to be a woman or a person of color in the entertainment industry, but this book is not about that. Tina Fey is part of a generation of women who have changed the face of comedy at Second City, SNL, sitcoms, and film, in front of and behind the camera. And that is my book review.
That's actress and comedian Janine Garofalo reviewing the book Bossy Pants by Tina Fey.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.